greet you all in the precious name of Jesus Christ. This is Levi also sharing with you today. Yesterday, the message that I, the devotion that I shared, I spoke about details, paying attention to details, and to encourage each one of us to not just focus on the volume that we read in God's Word, but the quantity, but the quality, I should say. And I mentioned about the little, many little details that are in God's Word. And I'd like to, today, in Luke 22, there's one that I came across that it just totally, can I say, made sense. And I know that sounds kind of awkward, funny to say that about God's Word, that I came across something that makes sense, but I'll share it with you, and I think maybe you'll understand why I say that. In Luke 22, we have Jesus in verse 47 to 53, talks about Christ's betrayal, and that's when Judas came, and Judas Iscariot, and betrayed him with a kiss. And in verse 53, Christ says just a few words, but it made sense to me why here was Christ teaching and preaching for 3 years, and they tried to kill him, but they couldn't. They tried to do all manner of things to him, to stop his ministry, to challenge him, to, and it seems to no avail. More and more people kept following him. But suddenly we see a shift. We see a change. And verse 53 says this, Luke 22:53. When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hand against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that hour, that power of darkness. See, up to this point, Christ was, his hour was not come, and he was still teaching, he was still preaching. But suddenly it seems like for God to fulfill the salvation of people, that we could have salvation, he had to allow an hour of darkness to come upon the earth. And we just see total chaos happening at that point. One of his very own, Judas, betrays him. Peter had just got finished saying, I will never deny you. And here he denies him three times. And he goes to the council. And, you know, it is just chaos from there on out to the crucifixion. It is very clear that God allowed darkness. And whenever darkness settles upon men, it brings confusion. And we see that very much so. This hour of darkness that God allowed to happen brought tremendous confusion. It's incident after incident we see as we look at the account of Jesus coming before Pilate, before Herod. You know, Pilate and Herod both, they couldn't find anything wrong with this man, but the Jews just all the more shouted, crucify him, crucify him. So I'd like us to just, I'd like us to just consider this hour of darkness to make sure that we continue to walk with the Lord and we are obedient to his word, that hour of darkness does not need to come into our lives, because sometimes we hear of things that happen and we just say, how could this happen? But I believe there was a darkness that had settled upon this person, and he was no longer walking in the Spirit of God. So that's just encouragement I have for y'all today, that you would continue to walk with the Lord, and that hour of darkness would not settle upon your soul. I just wish God's blessing upon you today.